Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to probably be here, I'm talking about on this earth, for a little while longer. We'll probably be here for some time. So let's not rush through this. Let's go ahead and take our time and look at this, because this is all about not only soul winning, but soul building. We need to be built up and prepared for the times to come, because as we get closer and closer to the Great Tribulation, the heat is going to be turned up more and more against God's people. And I definitely want us to be praying for those who are turning up that heat. Some of them will never, ever come around to repenting of their sins and seeing that they too really need to have an intimate relationship with their Maker. But some will. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. Those of you listening, you're not there. You haven't connected with your Creator. I'm telling you, even though life is still going to have its drama, you have the peace of mind of knowing that when you leave this earth, no matter how rough things will have gotten while on this earth, when you leave, it'll be all about peace and joy from then on. So please, look long term. Don't just look short term. And when I say short term, I mean even for the next 30 years, the next 60 years. 60 more years are nothing compared to 1,000 years. 60 years are nothing compared to 10,000 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about eternity. Eventually, we will all be in eternity. The only question is, how will we be living out our eternity? Will we be in torment and misery, or will we be living lives of peace and joy? And even to those of you who are persecuting, I'm extending the invitation again. Let go of the darkness. Turn to Jesus so he can make the darkness let go of you, and you can enter into his kingdom and let God's divine light light you up in a way that you could never imagine. I'm just encouraging you. Let's go ahead and do this together now. All right, so here we go. I'm going to read the rest of Matthew chapter 10, everyone. Again, the heat's going to be turned up, and especially during the Great Tribulation. The Lord Jesus said it so clearly in Matthew 24 and other places that the times during the Great Tribulation are going to be worse than they will have ever been for mankind, and worse than they ever will be after that. That is going to be a terrible time. Drama like we've never seen before, never experienced before. And it's going to be so interesting, because you read Revelation, you're going to find out Satan and his faithful followers are going to be making life miserable for God's people. God and his holy angels are going to be making life miserable for the faithful followers of Satan. Everyone is going to be suffering. Everyone is going to be suffering. Ultimately, it comes down to, for whom will you be suffering? If you're suffering for Satan, then you will be lost forever, and your eternity will be one of eternal misery. If you suffer for Christ, eventually your suffering will come to an end. It will end. It will be brought to an end by Jesus himself. And you'll finally, if you will faithfully stay with him, no matter what, you will hear the day. The day will come when you will hear him say to you, "Well done, you good and faithful servant." And that's going to be critical. Now, let me give you an idea of how great the challenge will be to remain faithful. The Lord Jesus shared this with his disciples. He had it written so that he could share it with us as well. I'm not going to discuss any of these passages that I'm getting ready to read in Matthew 10, because I want you to get the overall sense of the discussion the Lord Jesus had with his disciples. Again, verse 5 said, "These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions." The next roughly 37 verses all comprise those instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles. By the way, I'm not going to go into discussion about it now because I want you to get an overall sense of what it's about. And later, we will go into a discussion of some of the passages of this chapter that I really want you to zero in on. But you know what we're talking about. You know what the general topic is about. See if you can zero in while I'm reading on some of the portions of this passage, of these scriptures that have to do with what we're talking about. The need, the fact that we are going to suffer, and the need to suffer well. Do not go among the Gentiles on beginning those instructions, or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, preach this message: the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not take along any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the journey, or extra tunic, or sandals, or a staff, for the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search for some worthy person there and stay at his house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. I tell you the truth, it would be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. The Lord Jesus is still instructing them. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. I tell you the truth, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. The Lord Jesus, I'm on verse 28 now, and the Lord Jesus is still instructing his 12 disciples. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, you be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before men, he is still instructing, ladies and gentlemen, his 12 disciples. I am still in Matthew chapter 10. I am on verse 32. The conversation has not stopped. It has not been interrupted. He is still instructing his 12 disciples. Verse 32. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. I'm going to read the remainder of that to you in just a few, and then we'll start the discussion of Jesus' instructions. I want to shine just like the sun.